Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Digital Dive, where we take a deep dive into digital assets. My name is Eric, and in today's video, we're going to be going over a recap of yesterday's Hypergraph Hour, which is a weekly call with the Constellation Network, and two really huge updates that they had, one regarding the wallet and why it's a lot bigger than you may think, and another one regarding their federal engagements and how they're actually positioning themselves to be the hub for any business looking to provide the federal government for a blockchain-based solution. Let's get into the video. Actually, I got an update. Stick around to the end of this video because there's going to be a fun little community activity that I have that I think people will find kind of funny and that will actually get people to participate in these videos in a rather interesting way. So stick around. All right, everyone, let's get into the video. And first, I want to first acknowledge, obviously, the being in crypto for the past 48 hours has been an absolute wild ride. So clearly Bitcoin had a massive correction, and did you get shaken out? Did you? Be honest. We don't get shaken out at the Digital Dive, that's for sure. But what happened here, and this is why I think fibs are so important, we're going to take just an extremely brief look. Look at where these wicks touched, people, right on the fib fan lines. It's crazy. And then if we come back down, obviously touch. And then it looks like we do have some strong support being set here on the 1 hour. As long as we keep making higher lows and higher highs, baby. That's all we ever need is higher lows and higher highs. But enough about that. Let's tap in with the DAG chart real quick. Same thing, people. We're still looking good. Not that bad. We obviously found some really good support around where we have all these buyers. But look at these candles, these wicks just getting eaten up, folks. And this is nothing. I mean, I could even throw a fib fan line here. Bear with me as I plot this. If I come up here, come to the top, boom, folks, look where we touched. Fib fan. This is pretty standard, very healthy correction considering what just happened. And you know what, everyone? Like, on the day when you really want to consider the really larger picture, which is where we are, this isn't bad at all. This is actually pretty good. And you know what? We made a huge 10x from January. So this is a pretty standard correction. We're still in a very bullish pattern here. We haven't formed any new trends. In fact, it actually started to look like DAG was about to break out right before Bitcoin corrected. So ask me if I'm nervous about it. Nada. Let's get into some stuff on Lattice. They released a new picture here of their interface for the Lattice Exchange. First of all, this thing is beautiful. And not only is it beautiful, but it's fixing a lot of the problems in the DeFi space. Are you a unique company building a cross-chain application and looking for backing? You can apply now. All right, so the Lattice Exchange, look at it. It's looking beautiful. And if you know this company, all right, that's looking like Alchemy, all right? Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I don't know. I'm super bullish on Alchemy, and that's going to be listed on the Constellation Network through here, the Lattice DeFi Launchpad. Now, let's get into a few more things. So Constellation, they had their Hypergraph Hour yesterday, which was from Mr. BJ and Mr. BD, Ben Jorgensen and Benjamin Diggles. Now, with this, they gave us a little bit of an update on the project submissions that are coming through Constellation. And what I found really interesting was that so far they very look like they're data driven, which is no surprise because Constellation is a big data solution. So it's no surprise that we have universities, healthcare professionals, cybersecurity solutions, and crypto entrepreneurs being built on the Hypergraph Network and are looking to build on the Hypergraph Network. And which is really great about that is, if you know anything about Hypercube, which is a solution that they just launched, is that it's an end-to-end business toolkit that offers a number of different solutions like deploying your own blockchain, minting your own cryptocurrency, and they make it easy. This is the WordPress of cryptocurrency, folks. Constellation Network, layer zero solution. Moving on, ecosystem update. Here we have the Lattice Exchange that we know, and this is kind of where they get the advantage because the Constellation isn't building off of something like the Ethereum network, which is what a lot of projects do But it has its limitations. So they have their own network, they have their own exchange, and they have their own wallet, which is going to have multi-asset support. And we're going to get into a little bit about the wallet right now. That is huge. It's honestly huge. Let's do it. Now, Stargazer wallet update. What you will now be able to do, folks, directly through your Stargazer wallet, which is a Chrome plugin, it plugs in right to the top of your wallet, is you will be able to buy DAG directly without ever having to sign on to an exchange, create an exchange account, learn how to set up an exchange. Do you know how many people come up to me and they say, "How do I buy DAG? Where do I buy DAG?" And I say, "You can get it on KuCoin," knowing dang well they're going to sign up to KuCoin and have absolutely no clue what they're doing, and then I'm going to get another call from them. So this is huge. Now what I can do, folks, is I can say, "Hey, you want to buy DAG? Download this wallet right from their computer onto their Chrome browser, and you can start buying DAG immediately with a card, and you don't need to know anything about an exchange." And this is a huge barrier to entry, folks, for a lot of people that want to start investing in cryptocurrencies, is that it's kind of difficult. You need to know about cryptocurrency, you need to know how to make different types of orders, whether you're doing a market or a limit order. It's a little bit different for each exchange, so it's a huge barrier to entry. So them having this integration is massive. But it gets better than that. They partnered with Givebox so that a percentage of each transaction actually goes to nonprofits. And I think they have about 500 different nonprofits in Givebox's ecosystem. So they'll be able to, through transactions, be able to help nonprofit organizations. What more do you want out of a company? Let's be honest. They're helping people, they're providing solutions for big data, Department of Defense, and every other person in between looking to build on a blockchain. And we're giving back to people that need help the most. Now, let's move on because there's a little couple more things here that I want to say about the wallet. Now, yes, it is big. It is important that you are able to buy DAG directly through the wallet, but there's actually a few things of why that's so important. So, Constellation being a layer zero technology that can integrate all other ecosystems, you'll be able to have now a fiat on-ramp to purchase DAG and swap between other layer one cryptocurrencies. So let's get into that a little bit. But first, here's what the interface is gonna look like. You know, you'll go to buy DAG, you'll put in your credit card, you'll say how much you wanna have, the fee, boom, it's done. Buying DAG has never been more simple. And I'm not a DAG salesman, but I am a big believer in Constellation Network and what they're doing. So that is what it looks like. And here's a little bit of a comparison. So MetaMask is Ethereum's Chrome plugin wallet that they have. And if you wanted to buy the equivalent of, let's say, Ethereum or any other ERC20 token through MetaMask, and you wanted to move that in comparison to the same amount of DAG, the fee through the Stargazer wallet, a goose egg, absolutely $0. But you wanted to do that same type of transaction or same amount of transaction, you're paying a $50, almost $50 fee through the MetaMask wallet because of Ethereum's gas fees. And this is just one of the reasons why I am so big on DAG, because it's way more scalable and it's a feeless layer zero solution for the cryptocurrency world. And that's big. A little bit more, if you don't know much about how DAG kind of has structured their architecture, is so they have layer zero. And this is for those of you who may not know much about the architectural differences between different cryptocurrencies, but this is how Constellation structured their network. First of all, they're the only layer zero protocol, which they have called the Hypergraph Transfer Protocol, which is for transactions and data validation, notarization, auditing and alerting, security, edge computing, scalability, and their consensus as a service for other businesses. Then they have their DAG Terminal Business Toolkit, which they have the Stargazer wallet. You can explore different transactions with their Block Explorer, L0 token mining, node validator deployment. So you'll be able to run nodes. There's public use of the nodes that they have going on very soon. And if you want to run a node and you want more information on it, be patient. They're coming out with more information. The number one thing you need to know, if it is your desire to run a node for the Constellation Network, it's going to cost you 250,000 DAG So not $250,000, which it may be one day, and I'm expecting it to be. This is not financial advice. But you need 250,000 DAG tokens in order to run a node. All right. Then their layer twos, they have the Lattice, which is the DeFi exchange, the data marketplace where people will be able to monetize their data. And then we're going to move on to things like smart cities, autonomous vehicles, autonomous vehicles is going to be big because that's going to be an Uber or Lyft or Tesla. So being DAG will be able to not DAG, well, Constellation will be able to provide real time data for smart sensors, IoT devices, which is the Internet of Things. So these are all different functions that are just happening in the Constellation ecosystem through the architecture that they have built. And the reason why it's so scalable and it's feeless is because they have a layer zero protocol. And without that, folks, really you're limited to so much more if you're just a layer one or layer two solution. And that's one of the reasons why I am so bullish on DAG. Now let's get into this. Big shout out to Viking here. He is the absolute man. Please give him a follow on Twitter here. And this is what he had to say in regards to yesterday's update on the Stargazer wallet, which again is going to be a multi-asset wallet that can integrate any layer one projects, okay? So what you'll be able to do is, and this is what he says, this will take time to sink in, so let me help accelerate that for people. We now have a fiat on-ramp that allows people to buy DAG in Stargazer, and then when there's the Lattice launch, people will be able to swap DAG for other assets across the L0 protocol, and you'll be able to, you'll be able to buy any layer one token via the Stargazer wallet. That is so big. That's huge. This is not just like a simple update. Hey, you don't want to be on an exchange anymore, which by the way is super powerful because again, it opens up the market for more investors in DAG without having to go through an exchange, figure out how the exchange works, upload funds onto exchange. And KuCoin, let's face it, isn't the most user-friendly interface when compared to Coinbase, but I like KuCoin more as far as exchanges go. So again, you'll be able to buy any layer one project via Stargazer wallet because it's a fiat on-ramp and the layer zero protocol. That's huge, folks. I don't think, like, that's so big. That is so big that they're offering that. And here's a little update on the federal side, which was presented by Mr. Diggles. And let's get into that a little bit. So if you don't know much about Constellation, this is your first video that you have seen on them. I do have multiple videos so far on Constellation, and I do go over a little bit of their federal page and what they're doing with the federal government. But these are the benefits that they're providing to the federal government that wasn't exactly possible before at the speed and security that it was before. So first and foremost, secure interoperability, anti-spoofing of data, which is big, obviously. If you're sending data from one place to another place, and it's probably the most precious data in the world, which is coming from, let's say, the Department of Defense, you're going to want to make sure that that data can't be spoofed and that it's interoperable with your already existing current legacy system. And that's two already right there. That's huge. Data validation, aggregated and validate data from both large, legacy, and emerging systems so that it can be made interoperable. Because that's one of the other big barriers to entry with cryptocurrency is that you have all these different projects, but can they integrate? Can they actually seamlessly integrate with current existing infrastructure without having to cost a ton of money or making too many changes? That's a huge barrier in the blockchain world right now, is that you want to take these different blockchain-based solutions and integrate it right now with your current infrastructure in a seamless way that's not going to cost you time, money, and energy. With Constellation, it's seamless. And then they have current, you'll be able to curate data so that it can be rendered dynamically to each user at the level of fidelity and resolution required in real time. That's massive. So let's get into some of the things that they're offering to federal that is able to happen because they are a layer zero direct acyclic grav like network. All right, it's not a traditional blockchain, and I may make a video on this one day describing the different types of distributed ledger technologies and their benefits and some of the limitations that they have. But just know that because the Constellation Network is a direct acyclic graph, it's a lot more advanced than your typical blockchain. Okay, it's a different type of data structure. But without getting too deep into that rabbit hole, if you're new, I'm not trying to throw anyone down this whole thing now where they're like, I have no freaking clue what this guy's talking about. It's Mr. Digital, is Mr. Confusing Me. So these are the different things that they are offering for federal. Artificial intelligence. These AI systems are receiving mass amounts of data, okay? And with the Constellation Network's Hypergraph, they'll be able to validate and make sure that that data coming into these AI systems is clean. Because if you don't have clean data going into an AI structure, what happens is then you have poor data or inaccurate data, okay? And then your AI system isn't very accurate. So it's worth it for something like the federal government to have clean data going into their AI systems. Machine learning, big data security, mesh network. So a mesh network can be like, on the battlefield where you have multiple drones all flying around from different sizes, whether they're like huge drones or like little self-deployed drones that maybe infantry people may deploy in the field, and you want data from those different drones that are connected to all these IoT sensors, like from the phone to the drone to another person's little handheld device to a satellite, this mesh network, or even, you can create a mesh network of cell phones, so you'll be able to run eventually light nodes maybe from your phone, and you can create a mesh network from maybe like 20 different phones. And this is something that you'll be able to do with the Hypergraph network and edge computing. Now, here's the cool thing that I really, really, really loved about this announcement that they made in regards to federal was that they're not just providing a solution for other projects looking to build. They're not just providing a solution for being able to say, hey, Department of Defense or federal government and whatever agency, these are what we're offering you. But they've now positioned themselves, and pay very close attention to this, they've now positioned themselves to not just be the solution for them, but if other businesses want to provide a solution for the federal government based on blockchain, like a blockchain style service, Constellation will be the hub that basically gives the stamp of approval for that business, so that when the federal government looks at it, they can say, oh, it's got the Constellation certification stamp of approval, then we can move forward with it, and we know that it is a high standard valuable project. And they will be offering different phase one, two, or technically three contract rewards for those people that are going through them to connect with the federal government, because they have multiple contacts within the federal government. I feel like I've said federal government like 30 times, and it's like I'm sick of it in my head. But moving on. So this is huge, folks. So again, just to summarize this, they're not just the solution for the federal government. They're now the hub for other potential solutions looking to provide federal with solutions. And then Constellation gives them the stamp of approval, certified Constellation Network partner. Now, you may not think this means much, but it actually really does. So if I'm a business and I say, I have this really good idea that I want to pitch to the federal government, and it's a blockchain-based solution, I can go through Constellation and I can... My dog has just entered the chat, folks. Strongly. He thick. He real thick. Like real thick. He's like 140 pounds. Can you grab him? Go, buddy. All right. Maybe you can hang out with me. No? All right. We'll figure it out. Anyway. You good? There's a whole mess going on here, folks. Trying to keep it together. So, my dog, he's 140 pounds. He just literally takes his head and he just bulldozes through the door. Welcome to my life. So, Constellation will be certifying partners through them that are, it's basically saying, hey, we have verified these people, we've worked with them, we trust them, they're a reliable person, and yes, then we'll have different phase one or two contracts that we'll be working with them. That's big. So again, it's not just, hey, we're the solution, but it's also, hey, we're now the hub for every project wanting to work with the federal government. That is really, really big. Moving on. Oh, yep, stamp of approval. So I asked them, I said, hey, Mr. Diggles, great Hypergraph Hour presentation. This was a question. So you're saying, and if you don't know me by now, I'm a recap person, which is probably why I do these videos. I like to listen to something, recap it, confirm that it's correct, and then I'll share it with you because I don't want to share incorrect information, okay? So would that mean that the federal Blockchain Plus, which is what they're offering, would be almost like an on-ramp system for other businesses looking to provide blockchain solutions in the federal government using the Hypergraph network, to which then Constellation would then provide either a letter of support, stamp of certification, or even receive a percentage of that contract for contracts in federal? Boom. Yes, you said it better than I did. This is spot on. So this is so big. This isn't just like a simple update, folks. This is a massive scale update going on. And Nappy Boo has a great profile picture, by the way. I also like turtles, if you know this photo right here, down here, the turtle guy. Absolute stellar video. I would say more so that they would be a network hub for all federal contracts that would involve Constellation, which makes perfect sense. And I agree, Nappy Boo, that would make perfect sense. So the last thing here that I kind of want to get into before we close this video is, again, just a small recap. Massive on-ramp in the Stargazer wallet that allows people to swap DAG for any layer one project without having to use an exchange. How much bigger do you want it to get? Then they're becoming the hub for all blockchain-based solutions for the federal government and certifying those projects and getting a percentage of the contracts depending on how much they like the project. That's incredible. All right. So this is one of the reasons why I'm so bullish on DAG. And it's only, oh God, guys, what is it trading at right now? Let's see. Let's go down to the 4 hour. Oh, finding some good support there. We are at 6 cents. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Even with their tokenomics model, it's just insane. It was absolute steal. It's not financial advice, but it's an absolute steal. Now, this is the last thing that I wanted to share with the community. If you've made it this far in the video, thank you very much. And through all my other shenanigans here with my dog, I figured I would do this because I posted on social media the other day a poll that let people choose which tie I was going to wear in my video. And then I got some comments in the video like, hey, like the tie. And I was like, oh, this is kind of like a fun little quirky thing here. And so I figured out we can do a community event. So, do you have an old tie that you don't wear? Any tie whatsoever, whether it's goofy, whether it's like a businessy tie, any type of tie, and you want to put it to use and have it featured in the next Deep Digital Dive video, you can donate it to the channel. And what we will do as a group is I will post it on my Twitter and I'll open up a poll and you will get to vote on which tie that I wear next in the next video. And your tie can actually be featured in the video. And I thought this was cool because as we talk about different decentralized systems, this would be a decentralized autonomous organization style way to kind of create community governance in the video. So you would actually be able to, with your tie donation, offer a vote into the pool to get your tie chosen. And then I'll offer like, two or three different ties with the picture of the ties and then the patterns of the ties, and you'll be able to vote on it. And then whichever vote, tie wins, I will wear it in the next video. So, this is the address here. It's a PO box with UPS here, box number 448 with the address. And if you are going to donate a tie, please put them in a very small package. Don't put it in like a tie box. Roll it up in a thing And then just a small package, the smaller the better. I don't know how many ties are gonna come in. I could get like one or 10, you know, however involved the community wants to get in this. But I thought it was just like a really funny, quirky thing to do that we could all kind of get involved in this like community governance around the YouTube channel. So with that being said, if you have a tie and you want to donate it to the channel, great. Now, if we receive a large influx of ties, I will just honestly donate some of the ties because I'm not going to keep, you know, let's say I get 200 ties or some astronomical number of ties. We're going to donate them. And who knows, maybe we start a foundation one day and we start donating business clothes that people may not be wearing anymore because they're working from home. You know, some way, you know, I'm just throwing out random ideas here, some way that we could figure out a way to help out the community or help out other people through the YouTube channel, which I think would be really awesome. So here's the address. Remember, please send a small package if you do want to participate in the community governance tie poll that will be happening on my Twitter, which you can see right here. It's probably a little blurred. Mr. Digital Dive, there we go. And as you can see, we had the poll. We had some good votes, 30 votes. This was a while ago. And then we have, I'll post a picture of the ties. Now, that's all I got, folks, in today's video. Amazing things coming down the pipeline, if you will, for Constellation Network and where this group is going and taking their project. As you know, I am super bullish. As always, if you want to know more, I've got other videos on DAG. I've got videos on, I got to do an update on LTX, but I'll wait for them to actually launch it. Now I'm just talking out loud. Anyway, folks, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you later. Bye.